Something shook me awake. I looked up with blurred vision to see Mom and Dad standing by our beds. For a second, I thought something was wrong with their faces. Why were there gaping holes where their eyes should be? Then my sight cleared, and I saw it was just the stupid, creepy red glasses.
"Come on, sleepyheads," Dad cheered. "Time's a-wastin'."
"But I'm tired," Mario groaned. Mom grinned. "We'll let you two get dressed and ready, but don't take too long. We have a very busy day ahead of us." When I was dressed, I grabbed a granola bar from my suitcase. I grabbed a second bar and handed it to Mario. It was going to be tough to ration them for a whole week, but I wasn't about to subject him to any of the food in this place either. Sure, we bickered and argued and played mean tricks on each other, but I wasn't a monster.
"Let's go!"
Dad yelled from the front of the house. We finished our granola bars and scrambled to meet Mom and Dad downstairs. Across the kitchen table was the biggest breakfast spread I'd ever seen. Massive bowls of cereal, plates of buttered toast, halves of grapefruit, hard-boiled eggs, and glass pitchers of orange juice and milk. The only problem? It was all rotten. I had to look away as Mom bit into a moldy piece of grapefruit and Dad slurped up expired milk from his cereal bowl.
"Part of a complete breakfast,"
Dad exclaimed, looking up with a disgusting, chunky milk mustache. I grabbed Mario and pulled him out the front door. I didn't want to throw up. Again. "Is it the glasses?" Mario said. "Could they really make Mom and Dad oblivious to mold and maggots?" Something was off with this amusement park. That much I already knew. I felt it. That dark, pulsing heart. The thick silence that seemed to be hiding a secret. "The glasses are tied to it," I said. "I have to get my hands on a pair."